This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Talk of separating the University of Wisconsin and Madison from the rest of the UW system is sounding more serious. A legislative study committee on the future of Wisconsin State Universities talked about it Friday. Some committee members say the UW-Madison has needs and challenges that no other UW schools have. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz telling a Labor Day crowd of supporters in Milwaukee that Kamala Harris is part of the most pro-union administration in American history.
From sticking up for workers to voting for fair legislation to walking picket lines, she was there with workers every step of the way.
President Biden comes to Westby on Thursday and Donald Trump travels to Mozanie on Saturday. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is in Wisconsin. He's in Green Bay today and plans to stop in Madison and Milwaukee. It's part of his back-to-school bus tour with stops in battleground states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. The campus community at UW-Whitewater is mourning Kara Welsh, a business major and champion gymnast who was shot to death Friday. Today is the first day of classes for the fall semester at Whitewater. Flags on campus are at half-staff. Police have arrested a 23-year-old suspect. Investigators say Welsh and the suspect knew each other. Two people died of West Nile virus in Wisconsin this summer. Mosquito-borne illnesses are a widespread problem. Dr. Peter Hotez is founding dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor University. He tells ABC News he's especially concerned about the deadly triple E virus.
Several serious cases in Massachusetts, in New Hampshire, in New England. I believe in New Jersey, Wisconsin, and we have seen cases in Florida.
More than 2,000 cases of mosquito-borne illnesses are reported across the country. Wisconsin lawmakers meet this week to continue to hammer out the state's Sandhill Crane Plan. The Legislative Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes meets tomorrow. The committee plans to come up with a package of bills for lawmakers to vote on next year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A campaign staffer for Tim Walz is recovering from a broken arm following a crash on 794 in Milwaukee yesterday. It happened when two vans carrying media members collided after being separated from Walz's motorcade by another vehicle. Several journalists were also injured in the accident, which is currently under investigation by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. Former President Donald Trump is in the state later this week. Some kids in MPS were pretty jazzed for the first day of school. Governor Tony Evers made a stop at South Division High School in Milwaukee for the annual first day of school bell ringing event. The governor is making several other stops at schools in the state today, with the press release talking up the educational actions of Evers. The release doesn't make note of the fiscal issues with MPS, which led to the resignation of the superintendent and a potential loss of $50 million. We're expecting to learn more today about the death of a standout gymnast at UW-Whitewater. Kara Welsh was shot and killed in an off-campus apartment Friday. Police have arrested a 23-year-old suspect and are recommending first-degree intentional homicide charges. School is starting, but the financial issues are ongoing. In response to financial problems in Milwaukee, Wauwatosa, and Glendale River Hills, state auditors have been tasked with investigating the DPI's methods for validating school financial data. The decision by the Legislative Audit Committee follows significant financial reporting delays at MPS, which nearly resulted in a $50 million funding loss. Accounting errors plagued the other two districts. The audit aims to uncover how the financial problems went unnoticed by the DPI and to ensure better oversight in the future. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Churio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory.
And the 1-1 pitch to Churio, swinging a ball, drilled deep left field. Back is Scott at the wall. Grand slam! second career slam for the rookie Jackson Chourio, and the Brewers have broken it open.
That call courtesy of ESPN Radio. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Quarterback Jordan Love said coaches have been preparing players for the trip.
I mean, it's just a lot of unknowns that kind of, it's one of those things, like I say, it's out of our control. So, you know, just trying to focus on everything I can do to get myself prepared for the game, for the defense we're going to see in the game plan. And then, obviously, once we get out there, hopefully we go by the stadium, kind of get a feel for the layout, field, everything, and then just play it by ear. But a lot of stuff that's out of our control.
Wide receiver Christian Watson said he's not sure what to expect out of the trip.
Just to be locked in, dialed in. The number one message this week has just been the details. I mean, if we focus in on the fundamentals and the details, and you know, we go out there, we're going to be able to execute. You know, we know we got the players to do everything and accomplish everything that we need to. We handle the details and just, you know, let everything else fall in place.
Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Bear is getting ready to play the boss. Jeremy Allen White has been preparing for his role as Bruce Springsteen with the help of the boss himself in the film titled Deliver Me From Nowhere. Allen says Springsteen is the greatest guy ever and that he is thrilled to not only be playing Bruce, but that he also has the support of the boss. White will not only be acting, but doing his own singing and dancing. White says part of the fun in preparing to play Springsteen has been watching all of his YouTube videos over the years. Deliver Me From Nowhere will focus on the making of Springsteen's album Nebraska, at which point in his career, Springsteen was about the same age White is now. The actor was Oscar-nominated for his role in the Banshees of Inisherin. Kagan will join the cast, led by Oscar winner Cillian Murphy. A release date for the movie has not been announced, and there are no details yet as to what Kagan's role in the film will be. Kagan is best known for his role in the risque film Saltburn. No word yet on if there will be some naked soft shoe at the end of Peaky Blinders. America has been wondering why Pamela Anderson took a powder when it came to appearing in the four-episode docuseries After Baywatch. Well, not all of America, but some of America. Okay, a few people. Despite being prominently featured in one of the episodes that actually credits her with making the show a success thanks to her infamous sex tape with her husband at the time, Tommy Lee, she said no thanks. Anderson says when the sex tape came out, she was mortified and to this day still has not watched it. The studio reportedly was going to fire Anderson to protect the show until it actually made ratings skyrocket. It's called show business, folks. After Baywatch is currently available to stream on Hulu. Someone is using the image and likeness of Hollywood icon Tom Hanks to sell wonder drugs and cure-alls on the internet. Hanks appeared in a public service announcement to let people know that it is AI and he would never try to sell people something that was fraudulent, except for the man with one red shoe. If you're a celebrity, every summer is the summer to get drunk in the Hamptons and run off the road. But this is the summer to get caught doing so. First, it was Justin Timberlake, and now we'll add disgraced TV host Matt Lauer's daughter Rami to the list. Page Six reports that Rami, 20 years old and an avid equestrian, went off the road in the early morning hours of July 5th and fled the scene but left a license plate behind. Someone should have told her that horses don't need license plates. The hat worn by Harrison Ford in the movie Indiana Jones Temple of Doom recently sold in an auction for $630,000. The hat was showcased early in the film when Jones and Short Round jumped from a plane about to crash. The high cost for the hat was much more than other celebrity items that were auctioned off, such as Justin Timberlake's French toast that went for just over $1,000 in 2000 or Scarlett Johansson's used tissue from The Tonight Show in 2008. True stories. Check them out.
For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 75 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 58. Tomorrow, sunshine 78 on Thursday. Warmer 84, but we are going to get a bit of a taste of fall by the upcoming weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WAUKradio.com.